Bless.
That was Foles crossed with...
No, it wasn't. That was, mate, that's... Okay.
Oh, Maccabees.
That's Maccabees.
I didn't know, did
with,
I?
With Roots Maneuver.
Okay, don't laugh, person who's in the corner.
Yeah, we've got our boy Joss White coming on in the studio. He's going to be doing some tracks.
You may not have heard of him yet, some lyrics. But you will hear of him.
You probably will hear of him later on in the show.
He's going to be playing live, so that's cool.
Yeah, hopefully, if he doesn't...
No, he's definitely going to.
We better do.
And he's going to be telling us some anecdotes from his time as a musician.
Musician. Is he?
Joss, do you want to say something, mate?
You don't want to say anything, but I will, yeah. Hey, guys.
There we
Hi,
are.
Hi, Joss.
That's Joss White.
You'll be hearing more of him later.
You'll be hearing more of him later. First up, we've got a song for Grandma, which is The Bay by Metronomy.
Hello, Grandma.
Yes, blessed.
Yes, that was Metronomy with The Bay.
Metronomy with The Bay from the album The English Riviera, released in 2011.
Probably my favourite tune off that album.
I don't know what record company that was.
Yeah, you probably turned Joss's mic up then.
Why do we want Joss to speak?
Just in case he speaks. Okay. He's not sitting here on his own. He's not getting paid for this for nothing.
There you are, Joss, you can talk now.
Hey guys, blessed.
There you are, blessed.
Right, Finn, I've got a new feature idea.
Yeah?
Mate. Okay, I don't know whether you're going to like this or not, but it's a new feature. Basically, each week I'm going to say what film you have to go and watch, and you're going to say what film I have to watch. And it can be from any time period, and it can be...
Oh, all right.
It doesn't have to be in the cinemas.
It's going to cost us loads of money.
Yeah, or you could just rent it or something.
Yeah, I could rent it off iTunes. Or something.
Or something.
Something else.
Yeah. What good that something else be, Finn? Let's not speculate.
Let's not speculate.
So, for this week, I'm going to say that you have to watch... I don't know. The Artist.
The Artist. Yes. I do want to watch The Artist, but...
We might go and see it tomorrow.
I don't know if it's still in the cinema. Is it still in the cinema?
Joss, don't even shake
Joss,
your head.
Joss,
like
you're shaking
that.
Your head? Is it
yeah, but you just don't want to see it.
No, it's not.
You don't want to see it? Don't even lie.
No. Well, I would really like to see it, and it got a lot of Oscars down at that Oscar
club. Yeah, we're going to be talking about that later.
The Oscar club.
Of course.
BAFTAs. What's that, mate?
So they're BAFTAs.
No, that's British.
They got BAFTAs as well, though.
Yeah, they do have bad.
Don't keep on turning it up and down, Finn.
I don't want Joss to speak.
Okay.
Should we play a song?
Yeah, and then you can... Oh! you can recommend me a film afterwards, okay?
I will recommend you a film.
Okay.
Okay.
And it can't be Harry Potter.
It won't be, don't worry. Although, you haven't seen Lord of the Rings either, have you?
That's what I was thinking you were going to say.
Oh my God.
But I wouldn't mind doing a whole marathon Lord of the Rings session.
Well, I'll discuss. Sometime. I'll discuss.
Okay.
Bless.
That was The Knox feat. Mandy Lee doing Midnight City, that M83 song, which you're all obviously aware of. Okay? Is that alright?
You guys are...
Okay, and now we've got Khalees with Millionaire, featuring Andre 3000, which is actually a really good tune, and Andre 3000's got a track out of Gorillaz as well. Okay. So, this is Millionaire. That was Andre 3000 right there with that great tune.
Finn was boogieing down with The Outcast.
I was boogieing down. I do enjoy that tune. It's a great, great sort of summary one, isn't it?
Yeah. So Joss, I was just thinking, what film do you think Finn should make me go and see?
You know what?
Because
I'd say
you're surprised.
I've got the box set of Lord of the Rings.
No, don't go Lord of the Rings. Let's go Chronicle.
Bloody amazing.
Chronicle
was great.
Watched it.
How am I going to see it?
Last week. Wait for it to come out, I guess.
Yeah, come wait for it to come out.
We've got to do one this week. Tell you what, I don't mind doing a Lord of the Rings trilogy, like,
mate,
10 hours.
Mate, we'll sweat it. Well, on Saturday night, me and you, couple of boys.
Hey, you guys should get girlfriends.
Couple of films.
Couple of girls.
Great times, Joss, mate. Great times.
That was cutting, Joss.
Cheers,
guys. That cut right to the bone, that hurt.
So, Joss, we got a track of yours to play from your new CD. How did you come about making that CD, Joss? Tell us about it.
Well, we recorded it in Cube.
Did you use a microphone?
Cube Studios. Yeah, we did.
What's Cube Studios? Is that on that Oasis? Oh, no, that's Sawmill.
It is near Perrin Porth.
Mm-hmm.
Great place. Big shout out to Gareth Young right there.
Wow.
That wasn't cool, man.
He's definitely not listening.
He's my mate.
He's definitely not listening.
Is he a boy?
Yeah.
He's actually...
What's he going to do, Joss?
He's... Well,
I don't know if you're allowed to talk.
What do you mean?
About that whole possible business venture. I don't think we should.
Yeah.
But
he'll come on later.
You recorded a CD and he was really pleased with your efforts.
It was really good. It was really fun.
And you do it with Toby Hayter and Alfie Hole, the other band members. Alfie Hole's amazing.
He's awesome.
He's bloody amazing. So watch out for him in this track coming up. What is it? What's this track called?
This track's called Heart and Soul.
I mean, I don't know about you.
Good luck.
Well, how about you tell us what the track is after I start playing it so we actually know what it is?
I don't know about you, Joss, but Alfie's going to be big.
Yeah. What? Let's see what track this is.
Yes.
This is the song. Right, this is Heart and Soul by Joss White and The Clicks. Well, The Clicks, not Joss White.
I am your everything. Wow. I am your everything.
Wow.
Good production values there.
Really, really amazing.
That's all I can say.
Brought a tear to my eye. Joss, that was so amazing, man.
I'm so proud of you.
Cheers, guys.
No, that was actually quite. That was really, really well produced, man.
What about the song? What about the actual
production?
Guys?
Oh, it sounds alright. Nah, that's good, and I like the ending.
What? When it ended?
Yeah, when it ended. I liked it when it ended.
I liked the beginning when it wasn't actually on, and the ending when it was finished.
That was really good.
Good job.
Really top quality stuff. So, Joss, you're going to be doing some live stuff.
Hopefully live stuff.
For us.
Oh, tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight.
Oh, yeah. You
in the studio tonight.
Yeah, guys, I should be able to.
All right, good man.
You should be able to do that. Great.
Yeah,
that's
a new
great
song.
What sort of songs are you going to play? Do you know? You got any bands?
I'm going to play one that I...
Is it going to be Cold Coffee at you?
Well, I've been in the middle of writing.
Oh, you're writing a song?
Yeah, writing at the moment. Mm-hmm. Started it on Monday, and it is now Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, is it?
So,
is that the start of the song?
It's
Monday old.
Started.
It's Monday old.
This is a preview, is it?
It's pretty much done.
So
I think we'll try sort of play
Beatles,
it and see what happens.
You got the Beatles, like track after track, ain't no going back,
churning out tunes.
Yeah, man,
left, right, and centre.
So we got a sick tune to play now from Tall Ships, who I went to see.
Oh
in
yeah,
Falmouth.
Tell us about
I'll tell you about the gig after the song, but this is Ode to Ancestors.
Two songs in a row there.
The drums, and before that, Tall Ships, who I went to see in Falmouth on Friday night.
Oh, yes, at a hairdresser's.
With the Mojo Festival.
Mojo Brojo, Hojo.
Mojo Brojo, that's right, Jack. No, it was a Mojo Festival in Falmouth, and I went to see Tall Ships
is that
at
the worst
Black
festival
Dog Hairdressers. The worst?
Yeah.
Nah, man, best.
Really?
Blessed.
Better than Glasto.
Don't even talk about
it. No, I only went to see one gig, so it's hardly the best festival ever. But
exactly.
It was a really, really fun gig, and... Tall Ships were quite simply amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's my review.
They've
done.
Finished.
That's my review done.
What? That's your review?
No. What they did this time, similar to the other shows, is finish like with just play all the instruments as loud as I can all together, resulting in white noise, and my hearing was literally screwed for the next 2 days.
So hardcore.
I was so hardcore, man. And I was standing right by a speaker as well. But there's just so many people in that tiny hairdressers that I literally couldn't move. But a lot of fun.
Was it like an iPod speaker?
What?
Was it like an iPod speaker?
What?
Was it hairdressers?
Nah. Jack, that wasn't a joke either. That was just crap.
Just shoot me down in flames then, why don't you?
So, what are your plans for 2013, Joss and Jack?
What? Have you just sprung this on us?
Yep.
Is it going to be something about the world ending?
Well, I've got a plan for 2013. I'm cycling from London to Paris for Cornwall Hospice Care. I'm not even joking. I've sent off the application form.
You doing physical exercise.
All of these years of you calling me up saying, let's go for a bike ride.
Yeah, it's
this
paid
is it.
Off.
This
it's
is
paid
it.
Off. And I've applied to do it, and we're gonna be cycling, getting the ferry.
When you say we're, who
yeah.
whoever else is doing the thing, I don't know, I haven't got any mates doing it yet. So that's what I was gonna say.
Well, we're not doing
it to you guys.
We're not doing it.
Jack, do you like
to
ride
Jack
a bike?
Jack is probably gonna be
when
injured. He's probably going
to
be injured.
Joss, do you like to ride a bike?
You know, I love riding bikes.
He drives a car,
and
though, so...
You got to be famous to do it as well, so... I'm famous.
Oh, yeah, you're a DJ.
Yeah, I'm a radio DJ, really famous. No, you don't have to be famous. I think everyone should go look it up online. It's just type in Cornwall Hospice Care, and there'll be the application form or something online.
Well, all joking aside, Finn, I think it's a really good thing you're doing.
It is
really
good. I'm keen to go to Paris.
That's
using
really
doing it.
You're using it.
I like riding bikes, and I like Paris.
Driving
and London.
Riding
what do you like
London
about
Paris?
Romantic. It's very romantic.
You like the thought of Paris? I'm not sure. I like Paris.
I've been there, mate. Jack, what do you know?
So,
what do you even know? Paris, mate. Been there twice.
Yeah, what
stayed
do you like
there
about?
For like 5 days.
What do you like about it?
And I was ill.
I think
it's just like a really cool city. I really like London as well. I think that's a cool city.
Yeah, I like London as well.
I just enjoy big cities, man.
Why are you here?
Why am I here?
Parents.
bloody parents. Parents made me come here. No, I enjoy Cornwall as well. Let's play Over the Hills by James Yule.
Great track.
Joss, you know this tune?
Never heard it.
Love it.
Joss loves it.
I live for it.
Joss lives for this tune.
You gonna play it?
Superfly.
It's playing now, but yeah. It's got a long intro. So
it's a good answer to Urban.
It's an urban song. It's an urban track.
This is Source FM here, guys. Hottest record in the world right now.
James Yule, Over the Hills. Let's go. James Yule, Over the Hills. Big tune, summery tune.
Is it? I'd say it's kind of an average tune.
I'd say it's classy.
It's a classy tune. Listen to that beat, man. Listen to that beat.
Urban
beat. It's hardly urban, mate.
I know.
It sort of reminds one of a countryside, but with an urban feel.
It's strange. It's a strange style, actually. If you think
about
it,
because it is quite a sort of relaxing sort of. It sounds almost folky, but with a harsh beat going on.
I'm not a fan of it, to be honest. But then that's just me.
Yeah, shut up.
Well, guys, I'm going to ask you guys a question.
Can't go, guys. Go for it.
Right. Okay. Basically, you've got to choose which of these three stories is true. Okay.
Mm.
First story: waiter spills beer on Nicolas Sarkozy.
That's not true.
So that's a what?
Huh? That's not true.
Second story: local man in India caused havoc by drink driving his way home on rail tracks. And third story: a recipe book has been bought out called Cooking with Poo.
So, okay, all right. So, guys, so I know that a
just think about it for a minute.
A waiter did spill beer on a German chancellor.
What's her name?
It was a girl. It was a woman.
A girl.
It was a woman. It was definitely
so
a woman.
Sexist. Angela Merkel.
She got spilt beer on down her back.
So
and then she carried on as if nothing happened, which is pretty skilled.
So you've ratted that out as false.
That's false.
So it's between two now. It's either an Indian man driving down rail tracks whilst drunk. And causing havoc.
Or what havoc, though? Because either he dies or nothing happens.
No, because in India they have like manual trains. It's not automated.
Oh, right.
Apparently.
So,
Oh,
right.
A recipe book.
Oh, right. So, how do you know so much about that?
Indian trains
and that.
A recipe book has been bought out called Cooking with Poo.
I can actually kind of believe that. I can believe that would happen.
Like Heston Blumenthal would sort of get some sort of fish poo. Caviar's fish poo, isn't it? Or eggs?
No, it's fish eggs.
Fish eggs, there we are.
I think.
Is it? I don't know.
Who's the one who has the... Is that Rick Stein down at the docks?
Yeah, he might do some fish poo. Fish poo souffle.
Why are you so obsessed with fish?
I'm going to say the second one's true. Just, I don't know.
The second one seems the truest to me.
But it seems a bit, like, almost too obvious.
What, the local man
And
in
it
India?
Seems, like, not very newsworthy.
Not very funny. Like, if it was true, we wouldn't be that, oh...
So he was drink driving.
Cooking with poo.
Oh, what?
Cooking with poo. If it was like sort of poo that didn't really contain
any poo,
any sort of bad stuff, or you cook it, you treat it to make it nice.
I'm gonna say cooking with poo because you can have like you can do bad stuff like healthy for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah,
what?
But I'm not sure. Poo is good for you.
Bad stuff's healthy for you, like nettles. I guess like nettles.
And you have like compost like and stuff, don't you?
You don't eat compost.
No one eats compost.
Yeah, no, I didn't say you eat it, but it's good for like.
That's just nutrients.
Stuff. Exactly.
That's just for growing stuff. I'm going to go with train guy.
What, that true?
Yeah.
What are you going with?
I'll be. Just create a bit of excitement. I'll go with the third one.
Okay.
Cooking with poo.
Poo story.
He's going with. It's actually the first one. No, it's not really.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Okay. Have you got any like tense music or
nope. No, I don't.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Tell.
The winner is. Joss White.
I told you.
Correct.
Straight up.
Wow.
Bless.
Cooking with Poo.
Bless, man.
Is a real book, and I hope no one buys it. Stupid idea.
Did you look into how you cook with poo?
Not really. I just know down the headlines.
Bad effort, man.
Bad effort. Sorry. What have you done for the show today?
Got stuff here, but we don't even need it.
Okay. Cool.
We got so much banter going on. Right, Joss, we're gonna play a track of yours. It's the track number one, which is called
Stay By Your Side.
Stay By Your Side. It's got a sweet bit of drumming in by Toby Hayter and some singing by you.
Drum
and
solo.
Some piano by
Alfie Hall.
As with every song.
The most talented member of the group.
Yeah. So this is Our Heart and Soul by Joss White.
Stay By Your Side.
Stay By Your Side by Joss White.
Fade out again.
Fade out. This is a good fade out here. Stay by your side. Nice one, Joss.
That's the voice of Joss White there. Say hi.
Hey, guys.
Say stay by my side.
Stay by my side.
Say hey, sexy.
Hey, sexy.
Hey, sexy listeners.
Hey, listeners, how you doing?
Say, hey, this is Joss White, and when I'm in Farmer Files, I listen to Source FM.
Current purpose. Go do it.
In that voice?
Yeah. In whatever voice you want.
A sexy voice.
In the sexiest voice.
Hey guys. When I'm in Falmouth, I listen to...
Falmouth what?
Falmouth. I listen to Source FM.
You have to look up to see what radio
I always
show
No, you say I always listen to Curry and Cleverly
I always
Source
listen
FM.
To Curry and Cleverly on Source FM, and I follow them on Twitter.
96.1 FM.
96.1 FM. No, I don't.
You
I haven't
should.
Got time.
You got time for your fans on Twitter though, haven't you? I heard about your fan base. You got no fan base
got
on Twitter?
Got bare fan base. 100, over 100.
What's your most viewed video right now on YouTube?
Is it Ed Sheeran?
I think it's an Ed Sheeran song.
How many hits do you reckon
he's
got?
Pretty big right now.
100,000?
20,000? No.
400,000?
No. 10,000? On that Ed Sheeran video?
Yeah.
Well, not many.
Oh. Yeah, because you deleted all your famous ones, didn't you?
Mm.
My Chemical Romance.
Only because it was like, I think people were just watching them because they were funny.
No, I didn't watch them loads of times.
I don't think people watch videos because they're funny on YouTube. That doesn't happen.
You just blew. I saw the devil set. They just blew off the scale.
That was Joss.
It's Joss. Shut up.
You laughed right in the mic.
I did a pee.
Okay.
Explosive.
This link is...
Explosive.
No, explosive is a literary tab. Anyway, this link's gone to...
This
gone
link
to
is
shit.
Rapidly running down, so let's just play a song and I'll say something about the Oscars.
Yeah, next. Yeah, we'll do that. Sorry, I got the wrong songs on here.
Play Wires by Athlete.
I don't have Wires by Athlete.
We'll play it next.
I'll play... Hoppy Polo. Hoppy Polo. So it's the Oscars.
Very cinematic tune there.
Very cinematic tune.
Finn, what comes to your mind when you think of the Oscars?
Angie Jolie.
We'll play for that.
Her legs.
Well said.
Angelina.
Angie Jolie's leg.
Leg.
The one leg.
Do you reckon anyone calls her Ange?
Yeah.
Probably Brad does. Brad does.
Brad does?
All right, Ange.
All right, Brad does. What's on Brad does and Ange?
You know Brad does, don't you, Jack?
I am a big fan of Brad does.
Yeah.
Did you work on a film with him?
No.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
I almost did.
My dad did.
Yeah, your dad.
My dad worked
Pitt
in the film
Spade.
With Brad Pitt, and yours didn't.
No, my dad didn't want to though.
Yeah, true.
What did you hear about it? About the Oscars, Finn?
The artist won 5 Academy Awards,
including three of the 4 main ones.
Yeah, which Beryl is Street pretty skilled. Won it won best costume thing as well, didn't it?
Possibly. Yeah.
Apparently, J-Lo had a nip slip.
Did she?
Don't know if you guys want to look that up later on.
I might do actually.
Okay, cool.
No, I probably won't actually.
That's good lingo, by the way. Like, nip slip.
It is a good lingo.
Do you read OK
Magazine?
That's
the only gossip I got from it. And Angelina Jolie had a leg out.
Do you hear about
Sasha? It's quite a funny photo of Angela. Someone's photoshopped the other leg coming out as well. So she's standing like a spider.
Power.
Yeah, it's a power stance.
Yeah. Did you hear about Sacha Baron Cohen throwing...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Throwing Kim Jong-il's ashes all over Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, that's quite funny. Sacha Baron Cohen went dressed as the dictator.
Good publicity there, good publicity.
And he spilt
Kim Jong-il's
ashes all over a TV presenter.
Talking about spilling things, Finn.
Uh-huh.
What happened at the end of that link?
Oh, I just dropped my drink on the centre part of the desk. It's cool.
You could just hear it. And
sizzling.
Yeah, and we really need to see the artist.
Yeah, we do need to see the artist.
Guys, we need to see the artist. Let's go to Truro Cinema tomorrow and do it.
Would it be that? I don't get how it's that good, though.
Well, you just have to see, don't you?
There's no SFX.
What do you mean?
Sound effects.
There is, there's music.
Yeah, but that's it.
No speech.
no speech, and we have to read the text all the whole time. Apparently, it does go into speech at some point.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's not.
That's one of the big.
Apparently, it's not like all text.
Subtitled.
Or not all subtitled.
Be nice if, like, right at the end, they just turn around and just said one word.
And that's what they do.
What word?
Hi.
Bless.
Bless.
Just wait.
I think that's generally what happens, though. Just wait. And, right, next, after this link,
uh-huh.
after this song, sorry, we're going to be talking about the Golden Raspberries, the other big awards.
The Golden Raspberries, oh, yeah, where Adam Sandler hit big.
Oh,
He hit big. This is Wise by Athlete.
That is why
Source FM.
Source FM 96.1.
I really want a soundboard, don't you?
So we can play like
jingles, like
zany
Source FM.
Zany sound effects.
Yeah.
Boing.
Boing. Boing. Boing.
Boing.
Boing.
Boing. Boing.
Boing. Boing.
Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing.
Boing.
Boing.
Boing. Boing.
Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing. Boing.
Boing.
Boing. Boing. Is nominated for a record 11 nominations.
11.
Adam Sandler has been nominated in the worst actor, worst actress.
Have you seen that film?
No, I haven't. Have you?
I have.
What was it like?
No.
You seen
good.
It?
Yeah.
Really not good.
I watched it last night.
Was it sort of like he was trying to be Eddie Murphy or something? I heard.
Yeah, but Eddie Murphy's terrible doing those films as well.
Yeah, of course. But he was trying to be like Eddie Murphy, but it was even worse.
Mm.
I don't know. Have you seen Norbit?
Yeah.
Great
that's
film.
That's horrible.
Great film.
That's horrible.
That's horrible. Or Meet Dave, where he's just everyone in the whole film.
I haven't seen that, no.
You know,
that's just being selfish.
Dr. Doolittle as well.
Exactly.
It is selfish.
Yeah.
It's just like,
what I'm wondering is, do they write the film for him?
Yeah, probably. Because they know that stupid people will go and see it.
I wonder if anyone like who wasn't already famous. I wonder if anyone like already who wasn't already famous had a film.
Epic
written,
movie.
And then they chose an actor to do act the whole. I don't know why I'm asking
Finn,
this.
What you what?
Doesn't matter, guys.
Yeah, so Adam Sandler and Jack and Jill with 11 nominations is up against Adam Sandler and Bucky Larson, which is another of Adam Sandler films.
Yeah,
that got 6 nominations.
Adam Sandler's really gone down the toilet, hasn't he?
Well, if he was any good in the first place,
I enjoyed him. Good. What's it called?
Happy Gilmore.
No, oh, just. I can't stand the man, to be honest.
It's quite funny.
Guys.
What else has he been in?
He's in Waterboy.
Waterboy, I haven't seen that.
Grown Ups.
Oh, Waterboy, he's, when he's doing American football.
That, 51st Dates.
Mm-hmm. Really
Click.
Bad. All really bad.
Click.
That's awful.
That's
that is
horrible
a really
film.
Bad film.
I went into Click thinking it was going to be amazing. Like, I really wanted it, like, one of those remotes when I was at that age.
I remember seeing it on a bus on the way to a skiing
and it,
holiday.
Yeah, it was dump.
Seriously. It made me want to.
And the ending,
the
when
tracks.
They try and be sad, doesn't work.
I know, because it's Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
He can't really act.
He cannot. Okay, that's
so
bad tone now,
that
isn't
was,
it?
That was a serious movie conversation.
That's some serious bitching right there.
Yeah, but it's not really bitching if he's never going to hear it. Actually, it is bitching.
Yeah, it is.
It's not, it's opinions.
Exactly, he's rubbish.
Yeah, it's just opinions.
We're critics.
It's not an opinion, it's fact.
Finn, you're a film critic, aren't you?
Critic. Yes, quite. Alright, this is This Charming Man by The Smiths.
Very annoying song there.
Free thinking. It's quite hard to say that.
Say it over and over again.
Free thinking by Nixtee.
You always play the most obscure named artists, Finn.
Yeah, I do.
It's because he thinks he's
indie.
I'm underground. I'm pretty underground right now. So
no,
I got all the underground tunes going on. That, I quite like that song. It sounds Middle Eastern. The whining tone behind
the whining.
It is sort of a whining.
Sounds like a cat.
It's the moan.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you're right.
Thanks a lot,
man. Soundboard.
Wow, that's just cool banter. Top bands.
Top banter. So. Jack, you were going to try and plug everything we ever do.
Yeah, so basically we've got a podcast which used to be on iTunes, but I kind of ruined it.
Cool. Is there any way we can get it back onto iTunes?
We can put a new podcast on, so that'd be a duplicate.
Well, I think we need to choose a better name for our...
I reckon Smith and Jones, because that's easy. Whereas Curry and Cleverly, Curry could be with an IE, Cleverly could be with an E.
And it is quite hard. It is quite hard to pronounce. It's not, it doesn't flow.
See, we've got a bit of a problem with that. No one listens to us, so not quite sure what we can do. We've also got a Twitter account, which has 5 followers.
5?
3 of them are bots.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
3 of them are bots.
But the last post I did before starting like a week ago was to Chris Moyle since the 21st of December 2010 saying, move over fatty, we've got some new loudmouths in town.
Wow, that's quite lame. It's a pretty lame thing. So the podcast, what do we do on that? We get rid of the music.
Yeah.
And just have our
just
voices.
Just have the best bits.
Again.
So it's 5 minutes long.
Joss, you were going to do a live thing, but you can't be bothered now.
What
is that true? You're gonna play a song. Now you can't be bothered.
Oh yeah, that's
guitar's
it.
Guitar's here.
You couldn't be bothered.
What, guitar's here.
There's a guitar right behind you here, and you just can't be bothered to unzip it.
But
you've got
a 2 or 1 new song in the works.
Not to mention 2 I'm working on right about now.
Or to mention your back catalogue, which is copious.
And you don't want to.
They're called Home and
Video
Footprints.
Game. Oh, alright.
Footprints. What's Footprints about?
Cute.
Is it about two?
It's actually, I'm
going to
tell you right now. Okay,
go on, no. Go for it.
Can I guess?
It's the idea.
Can
of,
I guess first?
Yeah.
Is it two people, lovers, walking along the sand with their footprints next to each other?
It's about concrete.
And having lyrics like
they have their lyrics that involve similar ideas, but the key idea behind it is the fact that your whole life, everything you do, every choice you make,
every step you take,
you always leave footprints.
Yeah.
And it's the fact that
you can retrace those.
You
footprints.
Have, yeah, you can retrace them, but
like
you make new footprints,
like
and
this.
You know, it's just, you know what? And then right at the end of the song, it just goes, and the waves wash them away.
Not if you're in a wheelchair.
So, yeah. Like, when you die, you're forgotten. But not if you're famous.
Because you walk on
what?
Gold.
So you don't need to write that song because you will be really famous.
That's basically saying
you walk on gold.
I want to be famous.
No, it's not.
So I can walk
guys,
on gold.
It's not that.
So it's a bit like Facebook timeline. Isn't it? So you can put your when you were born and stuff like that, but that's preserved. No waves there unless Soper gets pushed through.
Unless you're surfing the net.
Yeah, man.
Wave.
I just got that.
Nice. Thanks.
Joss, to make up for that, you better play a song now.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, you going to do a song?
You're going to.
You got 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes to come up with what song you're going to play,
and then play it.
We got the link for one song to get ready, and you're going to play a tune.
Me and Finn can do harmonies for it as well. We can do harmonies.
No, don't.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
That's embarrassing.
You guys can try that.
No, I can't say.
Nah.
So, cool. Play a song. Play a record right now.
This is Crown... Oh, no. Sea Spaces by Teeth. Teeth of Sea Spaces. That's
guys,
a big tune. I like that.
Are you ready for this? This is going to be one of the great moments in the history of the show.
This is Joss White singing Footsteps.
Home. Let's get ready.
Take it away, man.
Take a walk across the sand, then you go to take my hand. I touch you, taking pictures by the sea. When you turn to smile at me, I know now. I travel far across this earth, the pain we feel and what's it worth is crazy, you know. This place is everything to me. This place is where we came to be together. I face this world all alone. I give everything that I own to know that I'm coming home. You turned my life right around. You held my feet on the ground. You brought me home safe and sound. Kiss you lightly on the lips,
hands resting on your hips, just resting. Lying underneath the stars, didn't know this time was ours now, did we? Travel far across this earth, the pain we feel well, wasn't worth it, it's crazy, you know. This place is everything to me, this place is where we came to be together. I face this world all alone. I give everything that I own to know that I'm coming home. You turned my life right around. You held my feet on the ground, and you brought me home, home safe and sound. Life right around, you held my feet on the ground, and you brought me home, home safe and sound. You brought me home.
Yeah, man, nice.
That was awesome.
That was pretty good, man.
See? We told you should have done it.
Yeah, you should have done that.
Well, you did do it.
No, you did do that. Proud, that was really good. I'm proud.
Thanks.
Should we just play a song?
Like I said,
Roy yesterday, so it's pretty...
Yeah, it's still in the works, man.
Joss, what are you doing on Friday?
Playing a gig.
Where?
Zephyros.
Oh, yeah?
Should be playing that.
Zephyros Truro, yeah?
Zephyros Truro, be there.
Or be square.
Playing with the Clicks.
Playing with the Clicks and a bunch of other bands.
Is that a Clicks song or is that a personal...
It's gonna be all personal.
Good answer.
Good answer, man.
Yeah. Was, you know, it's
you sound like a complete dick.
What's the artist's answer?
No, is that a song you're gonna be playing with them on Friday?
I'm gonna be playing that track with the boys, man.
The boys.
Boys for the Clicks.
Okay, well I think that's it for us.
Are we gonna?
I think we'll just leave it at that. I think we've had a good show.
All right.
Done enough stuff. We'll play a song, and then
good ending, guys.
See you guys in a bit, I guess.
You gonna say goodbye, Joss?
Yeah, cheers a lot, guys. Thanks.
Cheers a lot. Really great to have you guys listening to us on the radio this evening.
Cheers, guys.